The Money Show. The Markets.
Beat that, Sibonise Nxumalo, portfolio manager at the Old Mutual Investment Group. All you do is talk about markets. I want you to be tinkling ivories. I want you to be playing music. I want you to be putting markets to music because they needed music today. There was not much joy, I'm afraid, anywhere except bizarrely in Rand head shares. We saw today AB InBev and British American Tobacco and Richemont all performing strongly in this weirdly strong Rand environment.
Yes, Bruce. I mean, those companies, I mean, except for Richemont, Richemont has been strong. I mean, actually, one of the strangest things we've seen with COVID is that the wealthy, obviously, with the recovery in the markets, have become wealthier, and they've gone out there and they've spent, especially in jewelry. And so Richemont completely blew the market apart, I think, a couple of weeks ago when they reported their numbers. So their rally is understandable. Anheuser, biggest beer company in the world, and with the Northern Hemisphere and the developed world reopening, again, we should start seeing that company as people start going out to pubs and enjoying themselves as they get vaccinated. So, and we're expecting a recovery. British American Tobacco has been very disappointing. And so, again, the fundamentals of that company should still be intact. And so, again, that doesn't surprise us too much. But, Bruce, the thing that was interesting today was in the financial space, First Rand, which is the owner of FNB, West Bank, RMB, and Ashburton, they came out with a trading statement. Their year ends now in June, and it's a bank. And so, therefore, they can give us some insight into the country. One of the things they said was, like, well, they're feeling a lot better about the outlook. And their earnings are going to recover faster than the market was expecting.
Now, we've just been chatting to Kokkie Kooyman at Denker Capital all about this. And yes. I mean, his final sort of comment was perhaps we've all been just a little bit too negative. And well, you've just got to look at the performance of the stock market over the last 12 months to know he's absolutely right. I mean, from your perspective, the outlook that they are painting, how optimistic is it?
They're saying about South Africa, they're saying, well, economic rebound is faster than initially expected, combined with ongoing strong collections. So people are paying back their loans faster than anticipated. They're saying that the bad debts are less than they'd predicted, and the arrears. So the money that people obviously had not been able to pay last year through the lockdown, actually that's reducing much, much quicker than they thought. So, I mean, saying, yes, it's still tough. But actually, hey, wait a minute, things are a little bit better than what they're expected. And so that says something positive about the country. So I think Kokkie is onto something there.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, we'll get the GDP numbers, official GDP numbers coming out tomorrow. I'm curious as to where we are seeing real growth. We know that it's going to come in the resources sector. We know it's going to come in agriculture, particularly in citrus and other exports, for example, because that's what's keeping our balance of payments as buoyant as it is at the moment. Explain to me, please, what happened today with the listing of Anglo American's old coal business. There's a new vehicle called Thungela Resources. It came to the market at 25 Rand and then didn't see that price again all day.
Bruce, it was never going to see that price again. I mean, Anglo American has these old coal assets that it's housed for a very long period of time. And as you know, in today's world, the idea of coal or dirty energy or carbon-filled energy, that's it's almost like a swear word. Nobody likes this stuff. And so Anglo American, it's called a demerger. Where if you owned a share, for every 10-year shares of Anglo American that you hold, you get one share of this Thungela. Now, the trick here is that 70% of the holders of Anglo American are actually foreigners. So first of all, Thungela is obviously a coal business. It's rather small, and it's a South African asset. So all these global players are looking at this, and they're actually just selling it. And that's, we saw high volumes, and we saw the price coming down. And also, this is actually quite a short-life asset. If you look at it, the mines generally have a life of between 6 and 11 years, unless management goes and spends money. But in that assumption, that means this business, 11 years from now, will close its doors. And so therefore, again, in looking at that, you've got to say, hey, okay, so what are we buying here? Well, you're buying a coal business, which supplies coal, thermal coal, to Eskom and other industrial producers in South Africa and industrial companies, but also it exports. And coal prices at this moment are actually rather high. And so, therefore, when we calculate it internally, we say, well, over the next 4 or 5 years, if you hold this asset, you should be able to get today's current valuation back in dividends. And so, hey, Bruce, there could be an opportunity here.
No, that's so interesting because, I mean, I look at coal, and I don't know if you've ever played a game called Pass the Parcel. It's where you put a prize in the middle of newspaper and you wrap it up and you pass it around the room. And then when the music stops, you unwrap a level of the paper and maybe a cockroach falls out or whatever. But I've always seen coal as a bit of a hand grenade in the middle of a Pass the Parcel. And if you're the last person holding the parcel, this thing could explode in your hands. You're suggesting actually there's a strong economic case to be made here to own this thing.
Everything is a price, Bruce. I mean, I think in the market, that's what the essence of markets are. Markets look in the future and they say, well, what am I going to get for this particular? So yes, you are passing the parcel. But first of all, I think one thing we've got to acknowledge is that globally, coal is still required to produce energy. I mean, even in South Africa, we've recently built 2 power stations, Kusile and Medupi. Now, they might not work as well as
exactly,
we want them to,
yes.
But they're going to be around for the next 40 years, Bruce, and they're going to use coal for the next 40 years. Globally, it's the same, especially in these emerging economies. And so, therefore, these assets have a right to exist because they power the world. And so, for us, again, if we look at it, we're saying, yes, you are passing the parcel around. But if you're getting paid to pass that parcel around, hey, that could be worth something.
Sibonile Sonqumalo, thank you, portfolio manager at the Old Mutual Investment Group.